so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 18th of September 2009, the time's 25 past 3 in the morning. Can you tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
My name is Thomas Rollett and my age is 23 and I come from the East, or to be more specific, Bury St Edmunds.
Okay, thank you. When was it you found out about the One Another Project?
I first found out about it at university. There was one of my friends that was applying for it, and I thought that sounds like a really great idea. And it's a bit of a once in a lifetime thing, so I thought I'd definitely love to go for it. And that was earlier, probably around April sort of time, I guess.
And how did you feel when you received the email or the telephone call to say you'd been allocated a slot?
I was really like happy and excited, obviously, but at the same time, I was a little bit gutted to be on so early in the morning. But I guess that opens up other opportunities. As I kind of thought about it more, I thought actually I'm still really, really lucky to be a part of this thing. And I'll try to make the most of it and try to make things or do something that's appropriate at that time of day, do you know? So yes.
And you mentioned university. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what you got up to?
Yeah, well, I've just finished my degree, my fine art degree at the Norwich University College of the Arts. And while I was there, I did a kind of a lot of community-based work, but also, I guess not so much soul-searching, but kind of looking at myself, looking at what makes me tick, beliefs, values, kind of looking at the body as well. Yeah, it was all kind of very, very important for me, actually, I think.
Can you expand a little bit on any of those stories or any of those concepts?
Well, to start off at the beginning of my second year, I had a bit of an accident with my knee, and so I wanted to explore that and kind of use the art as a form of therapy. And then from the physical, that went on into the kind of spiritual, really. I'm a Christian, and so it's really important for me to kind of... I guess kind of learn more about my faith, but also to perhaps challenge others about faith and their awareness of it. So I did work such as a loo roll with Christ on it, which at first seemed quite contentious, but it was meant to be more about posing a question rather than saying wipe your bum on Jesus. So it was things like that, and then it moved on from that to more community-based work that was aimed at building a gap between an outgoing kind of public, that it's sometimes seen as a bit aloof, to also kind of Joe Public and just trying to make that bridge, really.
Okay. So what is it you're going to be doing on the plinth for an hour?
Well, if I'm honest, I'm going to be making a little picture out of light tubing. I forgot exactly what they're called, but also I'm going to be proposing to my girlfriend, and I'm really, really nervous about this. I haven't been able to eat or sleep properly in about a week or so since I kind of thought that this would be the ideal time to do it. Me and Beth have been in a great relationship over the past 3 years, and I'm not looking for anyone else. I don't want to be with anyone else. And she's just amazing, and she makes my life kind of richer for being with her. So I just want to pop the question tonight, if possible. I'm a bit scared with all the hecklers out there, but still, I guess that's one thing you'll have to take really. I saw a guy on the plinth earlier this week, and I saw that he kind of got rejected or something along those lines, and that looks pretty horrendous, so I hope that doesn't happen to me. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship, how you first met?
We met in a cow shed in a showground in Norwich, or Norfolk Showground, and we were both doing a camp called Wave Makers at the time. We were helping out with the kids there, and she kind of caught my eye and stood out, and I kept thinking about her more and more, and by the end of the week, I kind of plucked up the courage to get her number. And I was quite lucky because I was moving to Norwich, where she was based near there. And so we kind of started seeing each other, and then we started going out, and yeah, it's just flowed just naturally. It's been just a great relationship. So yeah.
Cool. So what's the emotional journey been then applying in the first place, deciding what you wanted to do, and then going through the preparation to actually being here now?
Oh, blimey. Well, at first I was thinking about, at first I didn't know what to do, and then I was perhaps thinking about maybe doing something for charity, maybe doing raising awareness for some sort of a group, or say, like, back home there's this thing called town pastors, which are Christian guys that go out on the street and give out Freddos and kind of water, and it's just kind of a shoulder to cry on or whatever at nights when after clubbing, things like that. But as it turned out, I didn't quite have so much of a passion for that. Then I was thinking about kind of entertaining and giving out things at the same time, but I was going to do some kind of fire swirling, but this thing called a poi, where you kind of whirl around balls and things, but I'm rubbish at that, so that was just going to be a nightmare. So I decided against that. But then I feel a bit bad now, because it sounds like the phrase was like a last resort, but it wasn't, because I've been planning on doing it for a long time now, and I just really haven't known the right way of doing it, and I'm still petrified doing it right now. But it's good, it's healthy fear. I think it would be wrong if I didn't feel anything towards it. So I just thought it's a once in a lifetime thing, and it would just be so memorable on a personal level for us and our family. So I thought it would be, yeah, definitely worth giving a go.
And can you tell me a little bit about then your family kind of set up, family background, and your girlfriend as well?
Family set up. I'm a really lucky guy. I've got a brilliant family. I've got mum and dad and two brothers. I'm the middle of the three. We've pretty much born and bred in Bury St Edmunds, and I've loved it. I've had a great, really privileged upbringing. We became Christians I became Christian when I was a teenager. My family kind of weren't Christians originally, but that changed our lives, and it just kind of, God really did amazing things for us and continues to do so. And Beth, she comes from Beccles, and she's kind of had a similar upbringing, actually. She's got two brothers. She's the youngest of the three. She's got a lovely family, great parents. Her brothers are nice guys. I don't see much of them, but they seem really nice when I do meet them. And yeah, that's pretty much them. I don't know if there's a lot more to say.
So what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
To do what God wants me to do, and then I guess it's, for me, the most important thing is to be doing God's will, and the second most important thing is Beth, really, and then a job, and then I don't know, family, and they're pretty important, but I shouldn't really make a hierarchy about these things, but God's definitely the top of that.
And then how about then your spare time or your time as well? So you just graduated. What else is going on in your life?
In my spare time, I don't really have a lot of spare time at the moment. I'm applying for jobs all over the place. Really trying to get somewhere that I feel is the right place and that I'm cemented into. And back home, I like to hang with friends, I guess. And I was quite a tennis enthusiast, really enjoy sport, really enjoy kind of making things in my spare time. Just enjoying life. I think it's really important no matter what you're doing. Even if it's a simple thing or if it's something like this, you know, it's what you make of it, right? So that's how I roll.
And what hopes and fears do you have for the future?
Hopes and fears for the future. It comes back onto the last question, really. Some people might see it as a boring thing, but I see it as a really exciting thing. My hope is that I'll do what God wants me to do, and I'll have the courage to do it. My fear is that I won't. I guess, simple as that. I can't really expand on that. I think it says it all.
And how do you feel being one of 2,400 people that get to take part in Anthony Gormley's One Another?
Really, really privileged. It hasn't hit me yet, kind of how special this project is, what an amazing time it is, and I just feel incredibly lucky to be part of something so big and something so out there. I love it. Thank you.
So how are you feeling 30 minutes before you go up?
I'm still feeling really nervous. I couldn't eat a thing. I constantly needed the toilet. I'm a mess, but I'll try to hold it together. It'll all be over soon.
And then any further comments on being part of the project or linking together what you're going to do on the plinth and linking that in with the project?
I don't know, it's too early. I hope that what I do is, I guess inspirational. It seems like a bit of a cheesy thing to do a lot of the time, but I don't think it is. I think it's a very honest and I guess inspiring thing to do, and I hope that it will be seen like that rather than just a young man kind of just trying to show off when it's not about that. It's just embracing the moment, really. I don't know if any of that made any sense, but it's just kind of coming off my head. But also I just want to thank you guys as well so much for letting me on board. I should thank your computer, really, for randomly selecting me. It was great, so thank you.
Great, thank you very much.
Cheers.